All right, everyone, it is 8 o'clock, so you know what that means. It's time for Entertainment with Cynthia D. So let's get things started. So the topic today is one woman or man enough? So I did some research. I actually got this topic from the Michael Basin show today when I was going to pick up my son. And I'm going to start with the research first. So this is what I found on one of these websites. I can't think of the name of it. So this guy says, like most things in this world, it depends. Is the man in question a practitioner of monogamy? Then yes, if given a compatible partner, you know, one woman just is enough. And then he says, if the guy is, you know, he likes polygamy, then no, he will prefer a few more ladies to just one. Now, I'm wondering, like, is this, like, does it go for, like, you know, I mean, me, I feel like one woman should be enough. Find the woman you're attracted to, get to know her a little bit, and just not try to rush things or anything like that. Because, I mean, don't y'all think, like, two women is, like, too much? You got different attitudes you gotta deal with. And then what if they like they periods like meet together or something like that? Like, you know, you gotta think about all this type of stuff while my kids in here. You gotta think about all this type of stuff that you gotta deal with when you dealing with MJ. When you dealing with when you dealing with more than one lady. Now, it's a stereotype that, you know, a man can do it, but a woman can't. Like, a woman, she can't have, like, two boyfriends or something like that. Then she's considered, you know, a hoe or things like that. I feel like she's grown. If she wants to date two men, then let her. But, you know, how you guys, some, now, I'm not gonna say all. I'm gonna say some guys point out the fact she can't do that because she, and I would never wife nobody like that, but let's be real. Half of y'all done wife some, wife some sluts. Can't say much stuff because my kids are here in the midst of my podcast. Get out! So let me put my glasses back on and get back to this other, research that I found. So this is, wakeupyourmind.net. So they say that, according to this, they say a real man knows that one woman is enough. So number one, this is what he says. Number one is a real man knows that that love is one of the most amazing feelings in the world. He says, real men know that love is one of the most powerful feelings in the universe. He knows that in order to find it, he should have a partner who's his lover and friend as well. This is the best type of love there is. And the basis for a long-term, healthy, and happy relationship. Okay, I agree with that. Okay, so number two, this is what number two says. Number two, it's about empathy and compromise, which a lot of relationships do lack compromise. They lack communication. They lack trust. Some lack foundation. I gotta preach about the foundation. So listen. Foundation. You can now. This is my opinion. My podcast. I'm gonna say what I want to say. You gotta have a solid foundation to make your relationship last. Now, if you met this girl, you met this guy, and y'all just you lust after him or you lust after her because she got a nice body. You're not thinking about what she got up here, what she got right here, how hard you thinking about what she got right here. In the breasts, in the ass, in the stuff like, oh, I want to say it. But you're thinking about what she has, you know, with the rest of her body. You're not thinking about nothing else. So your whole relationship is going to be based off sex, which is going to lead to things that are going to be toxic. You're going to be fighting. It's going to be verbal, physical, and stuff like that. And the reason why this is just from my experience. I was dating a guy. In college, you know, I fell in love with his accent, fell in love with, you know, because I'm a country girl. So when I went to Southern University, I met this guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't care about him anymore. But I met this guy. His accent wooed me. He was tall. Then he was in the band. And next thing you know, I got two kids by him. And our relationship was based off of sex. And it was just toxic from there. It just nothing just never, we just never clicked. So this is why I say you have to have a solid foundation. You know, start off as friends. Go on dates. What happened to courting? Because don't nobody court anymore. What happened to all that chivalry? Why don't you guys do that anymore? That's going to be my next topic too, because I'm going to talk about that. Meow. Back to what I was saying. Ooh, my hair. Back to what I was saying. Okay. So number two, he sees all your flaws and imperfection and still loves you the same. Yes. I feel like this, most of us women, when we get out of a bad relationship, we should take time for ourselves. But at the same time, you know, deal with someone who loves us for our imperfections. And for some men too, because you got a lot of broken, damaged men out here. So let me get more into this. So he says, it's about, it's about empathy and compromise. Okay, so number three, he says, he is ready to stand by your side in all circumstances and situations. Okay, that's number three. So going more further into this, he says, a real man realizes that the life is a story of ups and downs. Everyone suffers and it's a part of life. He knows that if you can share your suffering with him, you will feel much easier. Get out! Go in your room! Y'all messing up my podcast and people gonna be listening to me and they can hear me screaming at y'all. It says he understands that it is love only when he loves you the same, regardless of the situation. He is happy to be with you no matter what happens. Let me slow down because I'm tired. I'm talking real fast. He is always there, both in your pleasures and your struggles, and you can always count on him. He is ready to be with you in all circumstances and situations. That is some stuff that I feel like some women, they pray for. A man is willing to be by your side, but some men need a solid woman to be by their side too. You guys, you can chime in on it. I'm free for anybody who wants, like, to, you know, chime in with me on this podcast. But you know, a man that understands your circumstances and your situation, like you're in your career and you know, you're working an 8-to-5. Sometimes you want to come home and relax, and you can't relax because you got the kids to look after. And then, especially if you're a single mom, and you guys, you know, when you date a single mom, her kids come before you. And some men, they really don't understand that they want more. Okay, so number four, he says he lets you know that you are the best thing that happened to him. Yes. A real man lets you know that you are the best thing that happened to him. He puts a smile on your face. It's more ritual, like brushing his teeth, drinking his coffee. He ensures you do not go to bed upset or angry. Woo! That's a man. That's a guard man. That's a man right there. He makes you understand that the love of your life comes after mistake. Oh! There it is. He makes you understand that the love of your life comes after a mistake of your life, and that certain relationships are meant to teach you what love shouldn't look like. He makes you realize that he's there to make you appreciate yourself and not to just settle because you are afraid of being lonely. Hold on a minute. Did I tell y'all? Get out! Go. Bye-bye. 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 You. Get out. Go in your room. Okay, I'm back. All right, so something that really just spoke out was that he makes you understand that the love of your life comes after a mistake of your life, and that certain relationships are meant to teach you what love should look like. And I believe that Some women are afraid to fall back in love again, because once you're damaged, sometimes that can play a toll on your low self-esteem, and you feel like every man that comes into your life, he only wants one thing. And sometimes, well, majority, 50% of the time, it's just sex. So number five, he is mature enough to face commitment. Okay, I'm getting more into that. It isn't necessarily that he isn't afraid of commitment. Most men are. Oh, is that true that most men are afraid of commitment? I want to know about that. It is that he's prepared to take that plunge nonetheless. Okay, he's prepared to make all the necessary trade-offs since he knows you are more than worth it. He might fear commitment, but he does not run from it. He chooses to face his fear like a real man. He might want nothing more than to settle down as well as love you with all his heart. Regardless of whether or not he's afraid of commitment, if he is ready to dedicate himself to you, he's a real man. I agree with all of that. Okay, number six. No one gets tired of loving. They just get sick of waiting, assuming, hearing lies, saying sorry, and hurting. Ooh, that's me. Because I don't have time for the BS. I really don't. You're not about to... okay, this the thing. You can say good morning, beautiful, all you want to. You ain't even trying to get what you doing. Laying down. Oh, what you got on? Why you want to know what I got on? Like, that stuff just childish. So, yeah, no one ever gets tired of loving. They just get sick of waiting. That part. Now, some of you... Me and my friend talked about this the other day. How some guys, they be like, they want you to wait on them, but they won't wait on a woman. And I feel like that's kind of messed up, because we wait on y'all. We wait on y'all to get y'all stuff together. We support y'all through any and everything. But when we ask for y'all to do it in return, we don't get that same energy. So how you want me to reciprocate what you want me to do, but you don't want to do what I want to do? It's supposed to be a 50-50 thing. If I'm what you want, you should meet me halfway. If you're not going to meet me halfway, then don't waste my time. Y'all, I cut off so many guys because of that. Because of the simple fact, you had me waiting, and you're going to tell me, oh, I'm just not ready right now. But I've been waiting for you almost a year. You mean to tell me you bored? Okay, let me not, because I'm going to get in my feelings. Another thing, he said, they just get sick of waiting, assuming, hearing lies, saying sorry, and hurting. Because how many times you going to apologize to me, and I'm green. I'm not talking about me now, but I'm green. I'm still going to believe everything you said. Like, come on. Come on, bro. So, love is blind, at least in the beginning. At first, you may get away with some bad things, but this does not last long. Everyone has their limits. Everyone is tired of being lied to, waiting for someone all the time, like I just said, and not being considered into the plans. That's true, too. Even if they still love you, they just cannot handle your behavior. So appreciate the ones you are with and don't make them question the relationship. That is true. All right, number seven. Sometimes the love of your life comes after the mistake of your life. Like we already read that. So this says life is full of lessons. Some lessons are positive and some hurt a lot, but they are all valuable. You might find the love of your life after you've been hurt many times. Don't ever give up or close yourself to love. That's me, because I'm just at that point where I don't want to be in a relationship with no one, because of the simple fact I get the same results. Somebody who don't know what they want, and they only want sex. So you know what? The word says your body is your temple, so my body is my temple, and so is my mind and my heart and my emotions. So you're not about to play with none three of them. So I'd rather just take a break, focus on my career, focus on my kids, and not even worry about getting a relationship right now. Because a man can't. Now this is just me. Like I say, everybody's welcome to chime in. This is just me. I'm not gonna believe nothing you say. That wall is gonna stay up. I'm not gonna believe anything you say, because what you're telling me, you probably told the next girl. And I have to, you know, I've been praying on it. I'm going to continue to pray on it. I'm going to put my glasses back on because I'm blind as a bat. So, number eight, date your girlfriend regularly, especially after you marry her. Boom, there it is. Do not stop the flirt and going out, even if you have been together for a long time. Find a spark, get dressed nicely, and go out on a date. It is, of course, easier after a long day to lie on the couch and eat takeout food, but it's important to work on that sparkle and fall in love with each other every day even more. Okay, a good relationship, this is the last one. A good relationship means understanding each other and feeling that this is enough for both of you. The most important thing is to be honest and tell your partner when something does not work for you, because most of those things can be fixed. All right, so let's go back to those three topics. And I got this from, it takes a real man to realize that one woman is enough. Those topics are going to go with number one, a real man knows that love is one of the most amazing feelings in the world. Number two, he sees all your flaws and imperfections and still loves you the same. Number three, he is ready to stand by your side in all circumstances and situations. Number four, he lets you know that you are the best thing that happened to him. Number five, he's mature enough to face commitment. Number six, no one ever gets tired of loving. They just get sick of waiting, assuming, hearing lies, saying sorry, and hurting. All right, number seven, sometimes the love of your life comes after the mistake of your life. Number eight, date your girlfriend regularly, especially after you marry her. So those are, you know, things that real men, they look out, they find in their woman, you know. And that's nice. That's nice. It may not work for everybody, but it's going to work out for somebody. So, yeah, I want to really have some people to chime in on it, but y'all just looking at me. Nobody wants to chime in on this topic. But commitment. I feel like commitment, some people are scared of it because of their past. And get out. And it's because they're tainted by their past. And reason why I say that, because I'm just speaking from experience, you know. I'm trying to find more things to talk about this topic with. So why is one woman never enough for a man? Okay, let's get into this. Now, this is on girlsxguys.com. This is just like some people, they just saying their opinions and stuff like that. So the question is, why is one woman never enough for a man? So this is an anonymous person, and he says, maybe men don't want a woman that is faithful. Are most men really so messed up that they think women are here to be walked over and they can get away with everything? Well, I just want to say to all men that they think they can say and do to a woman what they want. Oh, she sound mad. Never think you are what we need. Never think you are what we need you us for pleasure or something like that. We do the best. Oh, pleasure. Oh, yeah, because women can pleasure. So we got dildos and vibrators and everything. That's another thing. I'm going to talk about that too. We do that part ourselves, and we create our own orgasms. So yes, the big dicks that you are bragging about don't. She says the big dicks that you are bragging about don't do anything to us. Okay. She mad. Okay, so why is one woman never enough for a man? Is it like genetically, like you guys just feel like you gotta have like two women, you guys feel like you gotta cheat, like she's just not that good enough for you? Like, oh, okay. Is a threesome every man? Oh, is a threesome every man's fantasy? Is a threesome every man's fantasy? That's what I want to know. Is a threesome every man? It's a threesome every man's fantasy. I want someone to chime in on this, so I just want to see. Is a threesome every man's fantasy? And I feel like it is. So if I wave at you, I want you to chime in on it. So, oh. Is a threesome every man's fantasy? If so, okay, so I'm gonna finish with this. If so, And so why don't men just stay single? How can you love someone but want one more girl to have sex with? If you really love someone, you won't need to have another woman. And I can't believe some girls allow it. To me, it's sick, and it just shows that majority of guys think it's normal the world is dark and make the world love feel like it's nothing. Do guys always want a threesome in a relationship? I feel like some of them do, to be honest. I feel like some guys feel like it's going to spark the relationship. I feel like they probably think that, they probably feel like that it's going to, keep the relationship going. So I got to get on Instagram because I need to X them too. So, I really want to know, a threesome, does that keep the relationship going or not? And why do you guys want it? So somebody answer the question. So maybe look it up. So this person says, it is amazing how what a few men do gets turned into all men. Oh, he's talking about himself. Okay. Well, I just want to know, is a threesome required? Is it a necessity in a relationship? And if it is, why? It's bad enough, like, some men, you want to do your thing, but why is it required? Is it a requirement in a relationship? So, I'm going to read another one. This is a really good topic. One man, two women, and oh, here we go. So this is a blog that I'm looking at. I'm trying to find it.
Impulse Season 1 now streaming free.
Oh. Okay. A woman wrote to share with somebody that in all ways but legally, she is equally married to both a man and a woman. I asked my new acquaintance if she would be willing to let me So she's married to a man and a woman. So this is how the interview goes. So the guy interviewed, he asked the lady, how many people are in your relationship? She said three. One man, two women. They've been friends. They've been dear friends for a very long time with children who grew up as babies together. They're 38, 39, and 41. She says she was a divorced single mother, and they were a happily married couple. After her divorce, I had the joy. She said she had the joy of finally being free from an abusive marriage. She was supporting four children with very little support, but managing. She had been the best friend for years and would have been. And they were always sisters. So people used to always comment on how close we were, but we never realized that could be sexual too. All right. She said they both were raised to not even be aware that there was a possibility. Long story short, the three of them began doing more and more things together, and it just worked out well. They got along, all three of them, at some point. She said, my best friend realized she had feelings. Oh, all right. Now we get into it. She said her best friend realized that she had feelings for her. So she was the one. She initiated the conversation about the what if. A lot of talking and a lot of thinking. And then all of them got together as well, doing a lot of thinking on their own individually. She realized she had feelings for her best friend too. And for her man. Girl, you tripping. All the feelings were completely buried since it was impossible to love either of them like that. So, go on to say, so now she's talking about their experience together. Oh, this is juicy. So she was saying, Justin, oh, you're the right dude. Spiller, do you think threesomes are required in a relationship? I want to know. I want you to chime in on this. Cause I need to know. Cause I know, because you be talking about sex all the time, and I know you nasty too. So anyway, I'm still using it. Move. I'm talking grown stuff. So anyway, so she said she felt very excited when they realized that they were in love and all them wanted the same thing, a long-term committed relationship. And they wanted a long-term committed relationship, all three of them, and there was a lot of open and okay, so they communicated. Mama, I want to ask you something. Oh, Ma, do you think threesomes are required in a relationship?
No.
Why?
Because
it's
nasty.
Well, my mama said it's nasty.
Y'all give me nothing?
I asked you if you wanted something to eat. You didn't say nothing. Give me here. Just give me here. She ain't gonna know what I'm talking about. She's just a baby. All right, so back to what she was talking about. She said so they had communication. They talked about it, and then she goes on to say there has to be with any successful couple, and so with three people even more so, it was very important to us that every single person was on the exact same page. And there was no way we were doing anything. No one felt pushed or coerced into anything. We really tried to look at this from a number of different angles, including the potential problems we could have and kept feeling okay about, yada, yada, yada. Every step forward just felt so right on so many different levels, and the doors kept opening up right and left. There were numerous points where we would look at each other and say, it is so weird, but if I was a fundamentalist Christian, I would say that God is blessing us. These people wild. They wild. They wild. So how do I join somebody on this? There we go. Go.